VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. Today, we'll start off with news from South Asian country of Myanmar. The troubled country is located between Bangladesh and Thailand. The reason why it's troubled is because the country is in the middle of a military takeover. The military announced last week that it had removed and replaced Myanmar's civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and 24 members of her government. Aside from the long history of Burmese army takeover, the nation's government has fought conflicts with ethnic groups who want their independence from Myanmar. A militant group linked to the nation's Rohingyas Muslims attacked government forces in 2016 and 2017, and the military responded by cracking down on Rohingyas, causing hundreds of thousands of civilians to flee across the border to Bangladesh. Despite the threat of COVID-19, many people voted, crushing the candidates at the polls who were supported by the military. Without providing evidence, the military claimed electoral fraud and has now used these claims to justify its overthrow of the government. Back to the moment. Troops were seen showing up before dawn at the homes of elected lawmakers in Myanmar, arresting them in the dark. The state of emergency is in effect nationwide, and the duration of the state of emergency is set to 1 year. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi is now detained by the military, along with the country's president and a growing number of other top government officials from her National League for Democracy party. Whale sharks. The whale sharks are the biggest fish in the sea, which can weigh more than 18,000 kilograms. Despite that and the fact that they're as big as school buses, whale sharks are a pretty good choice if you want to swim with the sharks. Whale sharks are found around the world in warm waters. They've been an endangered species since 2016. Two of the biggest threats they face are habitat loss and fishing, including the times they've been caught by accident. Populations of whale sharks are estimated to have dropped more than 50% in the past 75 years, and people are working to protect and study these enormous fish, as whale sharks are endangered due to human activity. Over 10,000 people from more than 50 countries have uploaded images of whale sharks, helping to map their locations worldwide. Well, as we find more about these beautiful animals, it's certainly going to help us come up with systems and ways to protect them in the long term. Folks, for today's CNN 10 video, check out cute pandas having fun in the snow. They surely know how to stay positive and have a good time. And now, here's our sentence of the day. People celebrated in the streets after Suu Kyi and her party won by a landslide. Once again, people celebrated in the streets after Suu Kyi and her party won by a landslide. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, celebrate. Celebrate, which means to cheer for and to take part in special enjoyable activities to show that a particular occasion is important. For example, we went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse to celebrate my mother's birthday. Number two, party. Party, which means a group of people who competes in elections. Also an organization of people with particular political beliefs. For example, you can say, Donald Trump has been a member of both Democrats and also the Republican Party. What a guy. Number three, landslide. Landslide. Now, landslide can have two meanings. The first meaning, which is its original meaning, is a mass of rock and earth moving suddenly and quickly down a steep slope. For example, a massive landslide occurred after the rain. Luckily, it did not lead to any casualty. Now, the second meaning for landslide is the winning of an election with an extremely large number of votes. So, for example, people celebrated in the streets after Su Qi and a party won by a landslide, which is also our sentence of the day. Alright folks, that's all the time we have for today. For each CNN 10 show, I tend to use the words from the original video, so it might not be so easy for listening, but you can listen while reading the transcript that I posted in the comment section. It's a very good practice for news English. Our big supporters, VoiceTubers Emma, Unique Name, Melody Tai, also often provide us with very detailed notes for each show. Very good job. You can check out their comments. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again next week. Bye!